بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن سمرة بن جندب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الكلام إلى الله أربع سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We have already discussed some of the forms of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have mentioned the tilaw of the glorious Quran. We have mentioned the masnoon du'as, the masnoon supplications. We mentioned durood sharif, salah ala nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith, another very important form of dhikr has been mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and before we go ahead, this is not our field, so we don't understand. But all of these different forms of dhikr have their own unique spiritual benefits. It's not the case that one of them can be a replacement for the other. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ahadith as well, he gives us encouragement of all of them. So in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the most beloved speech to Allah, in the eyes of Allah, according to Allah, is four. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Now these are four phrases that we were all taught in Maktab. We were all taught in Maktab. And the reason we are all taught in Maktab is because it is so valuable. Some ulama have said that those things which are really valuable, those things which are extremely valuable, the most valuable things, Allah makes sure every single person has access to them. Water, the most valuable thing without a doubt. A glass of water and a glass of gold. The glass of water is far more valuable. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes sure that if not all, then it is very easily accessible. So in the same way, the third kalima is very, very valuable. That is why it is one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made very widespread in the ummah, that almost each and every person knows it. Now why are these four phrases so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the ulama mentioned that in a nutshell, they describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a nutshell, how do they describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many, many qualities. If we go into the details of his qualities, then we already know there are 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means 99 qualities. And 99, in that one hadith, 99 names have been mentioned, 99 qualities. Otherwise, if you go into the Quran, the hadith, there are many more qualities as well. In the hundreds. But the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his qualities in a nutshell are these four phrases. How is it? So the first thing that we know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he is free from every fault. Every deficiency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from it. He is perfect, he is flawless. That is exactly what Subhanallah tells us. Subhanallah means Allah Ta'ala is pure from every fault, every flaw. That is the first phrase. The second thing we know about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is that every single good quality you can think of, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala possesses it. And not only does he possess it, he possesses it in the highest level. And that is exactly what Alhamdulillah tells us. Alhamdulillah means all praises for Allah. That means every single praise you can think of, Allah Ta'ala is deserving of it. Merciful, that's a word of praise, Allah Ta'ala is deserving of it. Generous, that's a word of praise, Allah Ta'ala is deserving of it. Powerful, that's a word of praise, Allah Ta'ala is deserving of it, and so forth. So Subhanallah tells us there is no flaw in Allah. Alhamdulillah tells us every good quality you can think of, Allah Ta'ala has it. And the other thing we also know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is perfect, He has every good quality, and there is no one else on that level. There is no other being who matches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this. There is no being who matches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense that they are perfect and they have every good quality. And even if you take any single one quality of Allah, mercy, power, there is no being who matches Allah ta'ala in that. That is what Allahu Akbar means. Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. That He is unmatchable. And when you have understood these three things, that Allah Ta'ala, He is flawless. every single good quality he has, and he is unmatchable in each and every quality, then of course every person's intellect will tell him that there is only one person you should, there is only one being you should worship, that is Allah. And that is exactly what La ilaha illallah tells us, that there is no worthy of worship except Allah. So because these four phrases that describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a nutshell, so they are so beloved to Allah ta'ala. And whether you read them understanding the meaning, or you read them without understanding the meaning, they still have the same effect, in that the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become embedded in your heart and mind. That is the effect of this dhikr. Whether you do it with the understanding or without the understanding. Allah ta'ala is perfect. He is the best. He has every quality. This will become embedded in your heart and mind. So this is also a form of dhikr which should be in our lives. The ahadith on these four phrases in terms of virtues are so many that we can go on and on. But we are just discussing this one hadith today. How much should we do? So really the answer is that do as much as you can. But it's always useful to fix the target. And in light of certain ahadith, 100 times each is a good target. Or if you want to do 100 times Subhanallah, 100 times Alhamdulillah, 100 times Allahu Akbar, 100 times La ilaha illallah. Or if you find it easier, do it all in one go. The third kalima 100 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. But this is something which should be part and parcel of all of our lives. This is another form of the dhikr of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hazrat Samura ibn Jundub radiyallahu anhu riwayat karte hai ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya ke Allah ta'ala ke nazdeek sabse mehboob kalam char hai. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Ab in char kalimat ke fazail to bahut zyada hai حدیث شریفہ میں, لیکن اس حدیث میں نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ اللہ کے نزدیک یہ سب سے محبوب ہے. سب سے محبوب کیوں ہے؟ اس لیے کہ یہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے اوصاف, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی صفات کا خلاصہ ہے. خلاصہ کس طرح ہے؟ اس طرح کہ ایک چیز جو ہمیں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے بارے میں معلوم ہے وہ یہ کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی ذات میں کوئی نقص نہیں ہے, کسی قسم کا نقص اللہ تعالیٰ کی ذات میں نہیں ہے. تو سبحان اللہ کا یہی معنی کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی ذات پاک ہے ہر نقص سے. دوسری چیز جو ہمیں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ کے بارے میں معلوم ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ ہر اچھی صفت جو ہم سوچ سکتے وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کو حاصل ہے. رحمت, قدرت, جو بھی اچھی صفت ہے وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کو حاصل ہے. اور الحمدللہ کا وہی پیغام ہے. الحمدللہ تمام تعریف اللہ کے لیے ہے. اس کا معنی ہے کہ ہر جو تعریف جو آپ کسی کی کر سکتے ہیں, آپ کسی کے بارے میں کہہ سکتے ہیں کہ ماشاءاللہ اس کے دل میں بہت رحمت ہے, ماشاءاللہ یہ بہت بڑا یہ بڑا بڑا کریم اور بڑا سخی آدمی ہے, جو بھی تعریف آپ کسی کی کر سکتے ہیں وہ صفت اللہ تعالیٰ کے اندر ہے. الحمدللہ کا یہ پیغام ہے. اور اللہ اکبر ہمیں یہ پیغام دیتا ہے کہ اپنے اوصاف کے لحاظ سے اللہ تعالیٰ سب سے بڑے ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ جیسی کوئی ذات ہے ہی نہیں. اور ظاہر ہے کہ جب کسی ذات کے بارے میں ہمیں یہ معلوم ہو چکا ہے کہ وہ ہر عیب سے پاک ہے, ہر اچھی صفت اس ذات کے اندر ہے, اور وہ سب سے بڑی ہے, تو خود بخود ہر آدمی سمجھ جائے گا کہ اسی ذات کی عبادت کرنی چاہیے. اور لا الہ الا اللہ ہمیں یہی پیغام دیتا ہے کہ کوئی ذات لائق عبادت, مستحق عبادت نہیں ہے سوائے اللہ تعالیٰ کے. تو ان چار کلمات کا ذکر ہماری زندگیوں میں ہونا چاہیے. کتنی مرتبہ ہونا چاہیے؟ تو ہونا تو یہ چاہیے کہ جتنا زیادہ کر سکے اتنا اچھا, لیکن کوئی نہ کوئی ٹارگٹ, کوئی نہ کوئی مقدار متعین کرنا چاہیے. تو علماء اور احادیث کی روشنی میں ہمیں بھی سمجھ میں آتا ہے کہ 100 مرتبہ روزانہ کرنا چاہیے. تو یا تو آدمی ہر ایک کو اکیلے 100 مرتبہ کرے, سبحان اللہ 100 مرتبہ, الحمدللہ 100 مرتبہ, اللہ اکبر 100 مرتبہ, لا الہ الا اللہ 100 مرتبہ. اور یا دوسرا طریقہ اگر کسی کو یہ آسان ہو کہ پورے ایک ساتھ پڑھ لے, سبحان اللہ والحمدللہ ولا الہ الا اللہ واللہ اکبر 100 مرتبہ پڑھے. اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. آمین واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ.